Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. A reminder that Daylight Savings Time is going to be starting the 13th, March 13th, Sunday. That's at 2 o'clock a.m. The clocks are turned forward an hour, so you could say we lose an hour. But that hour just goes off into the future somewhere, and then we gain it back in the fall. So it's okay. We'll get it back. But that's happening coming up on Sunday, so just remember the Daylight Savings Time is happening Sunday, just to remember to turn those clocks forward. Well, it's Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. On a snowy morning like we had today, kind of only makes Juno gardeners all the more determined to get ready for spring. I don't know. I guess. I kind of thought, we're going to talk about spring, and then it's snowing out. But, you know, Southeast Master Gardeners want to help you do that and take care of your gardens. And they've got a Weedy Wednesday program to help you do it. Here to tell us more about what will be offered is Corrine Conlon. She's the president of the Master Gardeners Association here in Southeast. She's joining us on Zoom. Colleen, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Andy. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Yes.
It's been a while.
I know. Well, thanks. Yeah. I thank you so much for saying that. It's really fun to be back in the studio. Fun to be feeling like we're getting back to a little bit of normal. And you know, I think as a gardener, right, the season's turning, the normal part, you know, there's a certain regularity to gardening, and so now it's the time for everyone to start thinking about what to do in spring. And tell me a little bit about Weedy Wednesday. How did it get its name? You were saying Ed Byarsky is to blame.
Ed Byarsky is to blame. So I became president of the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association in January. We kind of had our turnover. And one of the things that I missed from when I took the Master Gardener class in 2011 was that there used to be in-person brown bag luncheons, right, at Centennial Hall. And then I remember talking years ago to someone, and they were talking about how the logistics of it were really hard. And so one of the things that I wanted to bring back was kind of this sense of this brown bag lunch from like noon to one, you know, on Wednesdays. But instead of doing a longer presentation with a short question and answer time, I really wanted the opportunity for people to ask questions, because I see on Facebook Juno Garden page that people have questions. And so I really just kind of wanted a short presentation followed by an opportunity to have Q&A with Master Gardener panel. And so that's what we're trying to do for the next four Wednesdays. So from the 16th of March, and the last one will be April 6th, just to kind of to put it out there. We're hoping that people will send us questions ahead of time, just so that we have a little bit of heads up and we can prepare if it's a complicated question, and kind of get resources. But we have some, you know, great panel members. So I think we're hopefully can handle most questions and help people with gardening, because it's a little bit tricky here in a cold, wet, short environment.
Well, that's the other thing. I think that's really interesting that you're doing those, you know, spending so much time on questions, because it seems like in Juno, everyone's yard is different, you know? So everyone's got some very specific thing that they need an answer to that doesn't apply maybe to even the person next door.
It's so true. I mean, I do garden at the Juno Community Garden, and I am at the end, and I will even say that in the community garden, there are different stages of when, you know, people towards the front of the garden where the gate entrance is, they can like start their garden a lot sooner than I can. For some reason, it's just shadier. And I mean, so that's, I mean, how big is that?
Right.
A football field, you know? And it's like, there's microclimates within that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tricky thing to kind of determine. And, you know, there's always guesswork. And, you know, when we have a short season, we're always trying to push and try to do things a little bit ahead of time. And sometimes you can be successful, and sometimes you kind of have to start over because it wasn't the best decision to push it. So, right.
Well, it's fun that, so just because you're not doing a longer lecture, you still have kind of you have a theme. Like, for instance, the one that's coming up on the 16th, that's Spuds 101. Right. So which is good. That does seem like even I have been able to grow potatoes in Juneau, right?
Exactly. It's a good start if you haven't gardened very much, because you don't really need a great soil. You know, potatoes grow really well in poor soil, which, makes it ideal for Southeast Alaska. So we're starting with that. I think Ed is going to be the person, Ed Bajarski is going to be the person who's going to lead that presentation. And then, we'll ask questions. So,
Was one, and then another one was prepping for a new garden. That's an interesting idea. And then transplanting, all of these things. I mean, it's really interesting. You chose four subjects at all. I'm not even a gardener at all. I mean, I have a yard, but they all hit home to me. I've messed up transplanting. Yeah. I've not known how to do seeds. I've done seed starting and then just watched the happy birds come in and gone, oh, the birds are back. So, So what are some of the, what are some of the things that you're trying to do when you're scheduling out these subjects? Is it just go by who's going to speak and what they want to talk about? Or is it more like trying to think of themes that'll fit the time of the year or?
Yeah, so Pat Harris is on the Master Gardener board, and she was kind of looking. We kind of use the Juneau Garden page as kind of a format for kind of what were kind of the questions that people were asking. What things did people want to know, and then we kind of sorted out four subjects that seemed to come up a bit. And I think we threw in, Spuds 101 because it is a good start, for a beginner gardener to have success. And I mean, that's what you want is success. And sometimes it takes a while for us to build up soil here, like real healthy, fertile soil that can really grow a lot of, grow enough to harvest a lot. And so that's kind of how we did it.
I like the seed starting one happening here in March, right? That's something where you're talking about starting a seed maybe in your basement or maybe indoors, or is that starting them outside already? I'm guessing it's more indoors first and getting them going.
Yeah, it's more indoors. Dolores Amara, she is vice president of the Juneau Community Garden. She's going to do that presentation. And so she has been doing seed starts for many, many years for the plant sale, which is going to happen again this year, which is exciting.
That's great.
On May 7th. So that's good. But they sold it last year on Salt and Soil, and I think the year before. But she just has been doing it. So she has a really nice setup with grow lights in her garage. Her garage is somewhat heated, but still pretty cool. And she just has a lot of knowledge of how to get things going. And, that just gives you, once again, it's pushing that season as much as you can. So if you have plants that are already, somewhat bigger, to kind of put in the ground rather than seeds, when we hit that kind of average last, frost date, which is May 15th for Juneau, then it gives us a little bit more, right?
That's good to know. May 15th is the kind of average date for the last frost. When you buy seeds and that kind of thing, you look at the zone and then you always have to really adjust it for Juneau. They just don't quite get it.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, May 15th, Mother's Day, tends to be typically, you want to have your potatoes in the ground by, that date. That's usually a good date marker. Some things I tend to wait a little bit longer, like planting zucchinis or zucchinis especially, because you really want it to, not only the soil to be warm, but you really don't want any more frost because It takes a while for them to recover, so you lose ground if you plant them too early.
I happen to notice at Costco they've got a bunch of bulbs for sale in those big bags. Is it any tips for when to put those in the ground for people that might be looking at those?
Well, I mean, you need a little bit. You need dormancy with bulbs. So, I mean, and this is not my expertise. So, you know, usually it's good to have a darker period of time. But if they've been, you know, shaded, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to answer that because I'm not 100% sure. I know that people plant bulbs in the spring, but they do need a period of dormancy in order to,
Okay. All right. And that's what makes them kind of get into that cyclical cycle of coming back up every year. They have that dormant period first in the surrounding ground where they're going to be living. Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, normally we get that January thaw,
right.
You know, where it's, oh, it's spring, but we know it's January, and that's not
going to happen at all. The crocuses don't know. The crocuses never figure it out.
The crocuses don't know. Right, exactly. There. And, I mean, at that time period, you know, I planted bulbs. And, you know, because then there's still that dormant period before you have, you know, before you actually have spring.
Gotcha. So. Right. Okay. Well, you know, it's Foodie Friday. This is Foodie Friday here on Juno Afternoon. And we kind of did it a little bit upside down today because we started with some delicious cookies. But I know that you were asked if you have a favorite recipe based on some of the delicious things that can be grown here in Juno.
Yeah, you know, my daughter it's her first year in college, and we just did a road trip, her spring break road trip around the Southwest, and it was interesting because she kept going, oh, I can't wait for you to make, like, the kale potato soup, and I'm like, really? You know, you don't think about these kind of things you put together that, you know, are pretty simple and stuff. So, but a simple recipe is great. And, you know, this time of year, you know, most of us have potatoes. If we have potatoes from our garden that we've stored in, and I also want to throw out that our website, which if you Google Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners, has some great things. And one of my favorite talks is Ed Byarski did one on root cellars. And he talked in this presentation about, you know, he just harvested leeks and kale and cabbages and, you know, potatoes from his garden. So, you know, it's kind of amazing that we can still kind of harvest things when the ground thaws out and stuff like that. But so kale potato soup, so it's very, very simple. I saute like a medium onion till it's kind of soft, so maybe 5-7 minutes. And sometimes I use butter, sometimes I use oil. And then I put,
butter.
You know,
butter's the way to go for sure.
Butter is the way to go. And then I do, you know, 2 peeled and diced potatoes. Sometimes I use sweet potatoes. And then I cover with water, like that's an inch above the potatoes in the pan. So so it's still, you know, pretty much. And sometimes I'll throw in better than bouillon just to kind of add a little bit more, kind of a little bit of salt kind of and a flavor with it. And then I cook till the potatoes are soft. I throw in kale. I dehydrated a bunch of kale from my garden, and so I just kind of throw that in there, add a little pepper and salt, and I use an immersion blender just to kind of mix it all up and make it nice and creamy, and it's really nice. And sometimes I go fancy and I do more of the kind of the Olive Garden Zuppa Toscana, and I'll get, you know, sausage from IGA, and I'll cook that up first, and then I'll, after the immersion blender, I'll throw the sausage in, and it's just kind of a nice hearty.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I like it. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well,
so
we'll,
simple to do.
We'll post that recipe on our website on kto.org/JunoAfternoon as well. And I'm going to try it out, Corrine. I'm going to definitely try out the recipe. Well, just once again, we've got the Weedy Wednesdays coming up, noon to 1 p.m., starting on the 16th, Spuds 101. Then the 23rd is seed starting, and the 30th is prepping a new garden, and into April 6th, transplanting. And you've already got a full lineup going for a month there and getting people raring to go in the gardens. It sounds like a great program.
Yeah, and just have them go to the website, Google Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners. If you scroll down on the page till you get to Weedy Wednesday, you can go there and you can register to get the Zoom link.
That sounds great.
Yeah, Corrine submit
Conlon.
Any questions.
Yeah, Corrine, okay. Thanks so much for joining us. Corrine Conlon, president of the Southeast Master Gardeners Association. And you can join those brown bag lunches Zoom style, and they'll get underway next Wednesday. So that's what's really cool about them, too, is that, you know, even if you can't attend in person, you can drop in on Zoom, bring a bag lunch, and you can eat as messy as you want. You don't have to worry about people seeing you eat. It's kind of the best of everything. Corrine, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.